Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. This is the second Monday in Easter in the church calendar. Oh, what a glorious season of resurrection and new life. My name is Ben. You can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. And if this ministry is part of your regular rhythm, if it is blessing and feeding you, would you consider becoming a monthly supporter? benwardmusic.com/donate. Thank you. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, when everything around me shaken. I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus. 'Cause he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. I've still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense. So I won't be going under. I'm not held by my own strength. 'Cause I build my life on Jesus. And he's never let me down. He's faithful in every season. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, and everything around me shaken. I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus. 'Cause he's never let me down. He's faithful in every season. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't. Came wind blew, my house was built on you. I'm safe with you, I'm gonna make it through. Rain came wind blew, my house was built on you. I'm safe with you, I'm gonna make it through. 'Cause my house is built on you. I'm gonna make it through. 'Cause I'm standing strong with you. I'm gonna make it through. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, and everything around me shaken. I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. Thank you, Lord, that you never fail. Let's come before the Lord and search our hearts. By the Holy Spirit to search our hearts, see if there be any way that is contrary to His, any sin that needs confession today. He is waiting to wipe our slate clean. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't fail.
This is the second Monday of Easter in the church calendar. This wonderful season, this glorious season, this high point of the Christian year, Psalm 1. Happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on His law day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper. It is not so with the wicked. They are like chaff, which the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand upright when judgment comes, nor the sinners in the counsel of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked is doomed. Psalm 2. Why are the nations in an uproar? Why do the peoples mutter empty threats? Why do the kings of the earth rise up in revolt? And the princes plot together against the Lord and against His anointed. Let us break their yoke, they say. Let us cast off their bonds from us. He whose throne is in heaven is laughing. The Lord has them in derision. Then He speaks to them in His wrath, and His rage fills them with terror. I myself have set my king upon the holy hill of Zion. Let me announce the decree of the Lord. He said to me, "You are my son. This day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall crush them with an iron rod and shatter them like a piece of pottery. And now, you kings, be wise, be warned, you rulers of the earth. Submit to the Lord with fear and with trembling bow before Him, lest He be angry and you perish. For His wrath is quickly kindled. Happy are they all who take refuge in Him." Psalm 3. Lord, how many adversaries I have. How many there are who rise up against me. How many there are who say of me, "There is no help for him in his God." But you, O Lord, are a shield about me. You are my glory, the one who lifts up my head. I call aloud upon the Lord, and He answers me from His holy hill. I lie down and go to sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I do not fear the multitudes of people who set themselves against me all around. Rise up, O Lord. Set me free, O my God. Surely you will strike all my enemies across the face. You will break the teeth of the wicked. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people.
May your blessing be upon us, Lord, your people. We're your people. May your blessing be upon us, Lord. We're your people. We're your people. We are your. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever, forever. Amen. Amen.
Our gospel reading is John 14, 8 through 17. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. And Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own. But the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these. Because I am going to the Father, I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you.
Receive the Spirit, your Spirit of truth, our advocate. We receive him, Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day. The prayer we pray together collectively this second Monday in Easter in the church calendar. almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts, continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. Say their names before the throne of grace. Your Father invites you. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations. Life today. Acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students. Your enemy. Pray for one who persecutes you. Bless them. Pray what you'd want prayed for you. Obey Jesus now.
We are yours, Lord. We are yours, Lord. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. We are His, He is ours. You are a daughter, you are a son. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your support. Would you consider becoming a monthly supporter? BenwardMusic.com/donate. Let's join together in this work. Amen.